Hello and welcome to the G6 Podcast, a special edition recorded for you from the United States of America.
The G6 Podcast.
We're here in Josh's hotel room at the Super 8 Hotel in Fairfield, Iowa, which is where we begin our tour. We've got the whole team here. Say hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And we are really looking forward to sharing stories with you from our tour. We've got seven concerts that we're doing, and we're in five different states. And we're going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be up to. And then basically, this podcast will evolve as the tour evolves. We don't really know how it's going to go. It could be. I mean, we're all in good health at the moment, we think.
Yeah, more reasonably. Or less. Yeah.
So, beginning our tour in Fairfield, Iowa, seven concerts, 2 weeks. Mike, tell us about the tour.
So, if I were to...
We haven't heard this before. We've actually recorded this already, but we're going again because we had so much fun the first time, and no doubt we'll use some of that material. Most of it was unusable. No particular reason, was there, Guy?
So, on the treasure map of this tour, we start in the middle of the country, almost precisely Fairfield, Iowa. We're in the Midwest. Corn is grown here. Mm. The town is small. It's full of transcendental meditators.
Is it?
Who knew? We're performing at the convention center. Then we head south to Texas. Land of cowboys. Land of barbecues. Land of...
Tex-Mex.
The free.
Yeah, well, obviously. Everything's bigger in Texas. George W. Bush.
Is bigger in Texas.
He is.
How big is he?
Like 7 foot.
I don't know.
In Texas.
Wow. Who knows? Anyway, we're doing a concert in Austin, Texas. Then we're doing a concert in Dallas, Texas. Anyway, then we go to California.
There's a band called Texas.
There's a band called Texas.
There's a poker called Texas.
Thank you, everybody, for your
contributions. We're going to the West Coast of the United States, which I'm tremendously excited about. California, my first time out there.
Yeah, me too.
San Diego, La Jolla, we're doing a concert there. Yeah. And then we're going to San Francisco itself, which I'm very excited about.
Exactly.
Well, Joseph knows you've been to San Francisco before, haven't you?
I've been to San Francisco before, had amazing seafood at Fishman's Wharf, and I'm so sad that I think we're there for a matter of hours, is that right?
We did one of these kind of 18-hour smash and grabs, where we come in, do a concert, have a little sleepy bye, and then go to New York.
It's a big shout.
Hopefully seeing Chanticleer whilst we're out
there. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Big fans.
Big shout out to them.
It's sad we're not out there for longer. And also because of the seafood. Oh. And actually, in the podcast episode that we just recorded that we're not sharing with you, we put Sam in charge of seafood, but now he's in charge of something else, which is stats. We'll get back to Statsman Sam in a minute. Absolutely. Mike, where are we next?
New York. The Big Apple. So good they named it twice. Mm. So good we're not doing a concert there, so we're just going to have a lovely chill out.
Next time we'll go and have
a nice meal, go and see a show maybe, who knows.
Anyway, jazz.
Then
yeah, that'd be nice.
Then
tequila bar.
Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. We do a concert in Stroudsburg, then we head to Delaware.
Wilmington,
Delaware. Delaware, home state of illustrious President Joe Biden. And we don't stay a night there because we then fly immediately home.
Yeah, sorry, Uncle Steve. From
our final stop on our tour. You can tell that this country's big because we're doing seven concerts in 14 days rather than seven concerts in 5 days.
What, or 10 concerts in 4 days, which is, I think, what we did over the summer.
22 concerts in 4 days with no sleep, and then we're going to record a series of videos as well.
Really good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, Statsman Sam.
Statsman Sam.
Yeah, well, I can't see the stats yet, can I? So,
Sam, you're meant to have stats.
Stats in your head.
In the first version of the podcast we recorded, I gave Sam a load of facts about Fairfield, Iowa that we thought would be fun if he looked at and dissected for you very quickly. We're trying to do this time, but the Wi-Fi in the hotel is very poor. So, Sam, from those facts that I gave you, what can you now remember, seeing as you're now in charge of stats?
I can remember that the population of... Fairfield, Iowa, is roughly 10,000. So it's not a very big place.
Iowa is big, but not very many people.
Sparsely populated, then. Yes, do you remember...
I do. It was the... so one interesting fact was the house prices here, overall, the average or the median cost of a house here is $114,000. Something like that?
Yeah, I know stats, man, Sam.
Well, I can't remember. Because
$117,000.
We're looking forward to our concert tomorrow and also a workshop with a community college of 19 to 22-year-olds who are amateur singers, some of whom don't read music. So this is a really nice opportunity for us to connect with people who are going to come to the concert and just love choral music. And that's kind of, you know, another really nice thing about us touring in the US is sharing our passion for all of this wonderful music with people who live here in the way that we do in the UK and around Europe.
I was going to say, do you guys fancy, if we, because we're doing this podcast, do you want to be on it for like 2 seconds?
Sure.
Yeah, great. Okay, fine. I've only got my phone, so this is it. But just tell us like who you are and what you do. And so we worked with you today. We've done a little workshop.
Yeah.
So where are we? Who am I talking to?
Hi, I'm Robin. I sing alto, and today was just so much fun.
Oh, thank
just
you.
Very good time.
So we're here. Yeah. So Indian Hills.
Yes, Indian Community Hills Community College. College.
Yeah, great. Which is in Iowa, near Fairfield. Yeah.
Ottumwa.
Okay, brilliant. So how long have you guys been here? What do you study?
I'm a second year. I study theater.
Cool.
I'm Grace. I am a first year, and I'm a music major. I'm soprano one. I play piano.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Awesome. And you guys are all in the choir?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so have you been in for how many months, years,
days? I started last year, winter term.
Awesome. And what sort of stuff do you really enjoy singing? Is that a bad question?
Oh my gosh, okay. Jazz. Jazz. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Honestly, give me anything with low notes and I'm good. Like, the Christmastide one, that was my bread and butter.
Nice, yeah, exactly.
And I'm Ollie. I'm a soprano, but I'm also a musician. I play trumpet, trombone, piano, guitar, and ukulele.
Wow.
So I've been addicted to music my entire life, and that's what I'm studying here. But like this was an amazing experience because I love just listening to music as much as I love performing it. And I'm so mad that the jazz band concert is the same time as your concert, so
oh,
I can't
no.
go.
Oh,
I wanted to.
Oh no!
But it's so sad.
Well, look, hopefully we'll be back.
Hopefully,
I love watching groups analyze every detail.
To me, this is like Pentatonics, but the classical British version.
Yeah,
and I'm so down for that.
Right, that's going straight in. Thank you. Awesome. Yeah, well, really nice to meet you all. Thanks for working with us today. And yeah.
You're very welcome.
Stay in touch. See you then.
Great.
That was a clip from our concert at the Sondheim Arts and Convention Centre in Fairfield, and it was a really lovely occasion to make our debut there on our US tour.
It was really lovely. We had a good number of people in the audience. Although we were singing in a theatre, which is quite an unusual place to sing that sort of repertoire.
Nice to be under the lights
as
well.
The lights were sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The lights really are good. Awesome. Yeah. Lovely deep purple. It's probably the first time that some of that repertoire has been performed out here. We were saying that maybe the Fevin Neshien's Martyr.
I'm pretty sure that any performance that we do of it is the first modern performances of it. So they've all hitherto been in the UK. The other thing that happened at the concert that I thought was quite cool was that there were some people who were there who had been following us for years. Some of them are saying that they've been, you know, since kind of before Ely Christmas videos and things a long time ago, who were absolutely boggled that the first concert date that we put in was in their hometown in Fairfield, and I were in the US. So that was a delight, just being able to see them kind of really, really be so pleased that
Iowa, big tick for us.
Yeah, huge tick.
Yeah, lovely tick. And so after that, we had to make tracks.
Yeah, we had a travel day, and it really was a travel day. I think it was, for a couple of us, about 13 hours on the move in total. We'll get to the end of the day in a second. But we were taken to Cedar Rapids Airport by Chris and Patricia. Shout out to them. Thank you for driving us about in Iowa. And then we had two flights. We had to go by Charlotte, North Carolina, which... it's not the most direct route.
Well,
it's
incredibly indirect, but
if
it
you
was
were,
beautiful, though.
It was beautiful.
The autumnal colours,
the sunset of the trees,
that
and stuff.
Position in the country was really, really picturesque.
If you were to plot our journey on a map, hypothetically, it would be a scalene triangle. So we went miles east. We went into a different time zone and then came back. I mean,
I changed my watch.
Yeah,
and then changed it back again. I got so confused.
What time is it?
Yeah, the flight, as you say, went very well. Got to Austin, and as we're in Texas, we are hiring a car to get around because we're having to drive to Dallas after this tomorrow, as we record this. And we have, for that purpose, a massive Ford Transit van. Has it got
it's not a car,
10
really,
seats
it?
Or something?
12 seats.
It's a minibus.
It's a little bit overkill for us.
Yeah, but, so you know, it wasn't our decision, though, was it? It's either that, you either put Sam in the trailer, or...
Just to clarify, we mean trailer like Hollywood style, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, 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 yeah.
No, it's in your rider.
You can,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You are the rider. Yes. We are in Texas, to be fair.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, everything's bigger in Texas.
Mm.
So, when we got to the airport, what happened,
oh, yeah.
Joe?
Yes. Well, we got to the rental car place and there was a big queue, essentially. So, we were queuing for, 2.5 hours to get the car. I don't really want to talk about it. It's quite painful.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't great.
It worked out well in the end.
So how about, let's not talk about what happened in the airport, because actually it's very boring. We were there for a long time, and it was probably the longest 2.5 hours of my life.
Yeah.
I mean...
I am great company, but...
No, I don't think anyone is after such a long travel day.
Yeah,
we just didn't need it. However, you guys had a great time.
We did. That's the best thing we could possibly do to help the situation was to
get out of there. Yep.
And have some drinks.
Yeah. Lovely time. It's quite a stark change of pace from the Midwest to come to, I'd probably say, Texas. I mean, having visited one place in Texas, Texas's most kind of bougie, cosmopolitan kind of arty city, and it's really beautiful. It's all sprung up overnight, apparently. So, you know, if you'd have come to Austin 15 years ago, there'd have been 3 high rises, I think, which were hotels and the Capitol building, and everything's been built since.
Mm-hmm.
To the extent where there used to be a little regional airport really right next to town, and then they had to rebuild the much bigger airport, which is still right next to town in comparison to London Airport. It's only 15 minutes into a cab. So we hightailed it out of the car hire situation as quick as possible. And
some lovely tacos.
We did, yes. We're in town, and fortuitously, well, I mean, he did plan it, but my other half's brother lives in Tampa with his wife, so they're here on holiday, having a jolly nice time and eating lots of meat products.
Mm-hmm. With them. Yeah.
And so we caught up, went to a really good taco place called a Velvet Taco. Which is good, and did tacos of all varieties, and then went to a lovely rooftop bar.
And had a go at cornholing, which is a particularly kind of Texan
throwing
sport.
Throwing a
beanbag into
a Texan
hole.
Sport.
I think
played in London before. In like
I've played that in London as well.
Yeah.
Pretty much do it. You've got a beanbag, you throw it into a hole.
Yeah.
What more can you ask?
There you go.
It's pretty good.
I mean,
and
we
also we had a go at
game.
A punching machine.
Yeah, that punch bag machine. It was good.
That
was
good. Who won, Josh? Can't remember.
No, I can't remember either.
Was it you, Sam?
No, it definitely wasn't me. Although,
oh, no, it was me. That was it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very strong flex there.
Which is interesting because Guy is actually very much the punch bag of the group.
Yeah.
So when we arrived in Austin, the first commitment that we had was to do a couple of workshops at Westlake High School. And we really enjoyed working with 2 different groups. And here is their director of choir music to tell you a little bit more about what we got up to.
I am Ed Stouffer, and I'm the head choir director at Westlake High School in Austin, Texas. And we had the extreme pleasure today of hosting Gesualdo 6. They clinicked our 9th and 10th grade boys choir on Ryu Ryu Chiu, and then did a short performance for them of their program that they're presenting in Austin this evening.
This evening we're doing a concert at the Redeemer Presbyterian Church, which I suppose was also built in the last 15 years. It seems to be.
It does.
Very
I mean,
recent.
It looks like they're still building most of the place around here. It's a festival called Arts on Alexander.
I think this
it?
Is the quietest room that we've managed to find to put this podcast
Wonderful.
Episode in, because there is building work literally just around the corner.
Yeah.
And you can smell the wood being put up. It's,
yeah.
But it's a lovely acoustic in there, actually.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. And we're
surprisingly
looking for all of the concerts on the tour. We're going to be recording them and playing you a little clip, just so you can get a feel for the different places that we're performing in, and also the programmes that we're singing for people.
What a treat.
Redeemer Presbyterian Church in Austin. Where would you say in Austin we are?
East Austin or East Central, just east of the university.
Got it, okay. Where the airport used to be or?
Close to.
Really, okay, yeah. But I can't believe they built an airport and then moved it. That's brilliant.
Yes, it was very confusing when my parents visited and thought the airport was on Airport Boulevard.
Of course.
Well, it used to be.
What is on Airport Boulevard now?
Housing, apartments, shops.
Coffee shops.
I think there's an In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There is, actually.
So what do you guys do? You're part of the choir here?
I'm Kara.
I'm Anna.
Well, we do a lot of English stuff, actually. I mean, George loves the whole English choral tradition.
Yeah.
We do a lot of those sorts of things. I mean, we do a service of 9 lessons and carols that's clearly inspired by Kings.
Awesome.
It's fun. I've been at this church almost my whole life. 23 years, I think, and I've sung in the choir here since I was 14.
And what sort of music does Arts on Alexander sort of focus on?
I, until recently when I started wedding planning, worked for Arts on Alexander as the grant writer, so I'm supposed to know the answer to this. I mean, anything that really fits under the classical genre, although I'd say our focus has been largely on vocal ensembles throughout the year. We host a number of groups who use this as their performance space. So there's Austin Baroque Orchestra, Texas Early Music Project, La Folia, which is another Baroque group that used to.
It feels really vibrant, and it also feels like, as performers, it's amazing to walk in somewhere and just get that feeling that people are really excited to hear what you do, and it's just a lovely atmosphere. Start again. That's fine. I should learn never to turn it off. That's why, you know, when you see all those.
So,
That surely we can do a better
it's
one.
Stats in like in a really kind of like pokey way.
Can we use any of them?
Well, no. We'll start again. Ready, everyone? Stats.
Stats.
Thanks very much, guys.
That was amazing.
Wow! That was lovely. We've got that with now.
Yeah, can we just use that in future?
Yeah.
I think the best fact that I've found out so far is that Austin has got the largest urban bat colony in the whole of North America.
Oh, wow. We heard
that. That's a really good fact. So apparently there's 2 million bats and they're under a bridge. They all leave together and it takes about 20 minutes.
20 nice. Minutes?
20 minutes.
2 million bats to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many bats is that per minute, Josh?
Statsman Sam?
Statsman Sam?
No idea.
It's 100,000 bats.
60.
Bit low. That's okay.
That was a clip from our concert at the Church of the Incarnation in Dallas, Texas. We've really enjoyed our stint in the States. It's been a highlight so far.
Oh, yeah, well, no disrespect to Fairfield, but Texas was fantastic. We had a great time, particularly in Dallas. We actually stopped off in Waco, didn't we, and had a lovely lunch during the local game. Baylor one, didn't they, Guy?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that. So we then drove past the stadium, and there were about 100,000 people in there, and there was a brass band going over the bridge. But every single time anything happened in the game, there would be a huge kind of eruption from the people on Baylor University around us, and also cars going past would honk their horns, which is rather extraordinary. No, it was a bit strange.
Yeah.
But a great, great fun for me as an NFL fan to be able to kind of watch that on the big screen as we ate quite a large selection of chips and dips.
Yeah. And then when we arrived in Dallas, lovely hotel, and then we went bowling.
Oh, we did go bowling. I mean, you wiped the floor with us, Owen, to be fair.
Yeah.
Well, it's devastating.
Sure, you've been doing some practice.
I have not been doing any practice.
That's
but
what you would say if you had been doing
it. It was great. It's a semi-ubiquitous thing for us to do, isn't it, bowling? We had a great time. And then we had our concert day at the Church of the Incarnation, and we were really warmly welcomed, so thank you so much to the staff there.
Amazing complex as well. Churches in the UK have nothing on churches in the US in terms of actual square meterage. They are enormous.
Some of you guys have been before, haven't you,
We walk in and there is there's a church, and we go, oh, that's a nice venue we're performing in. Then we realise that's one of their sort of side chapels.
Yeah.
And we walk for about 5 minutes down the corridor, and then you get into the actual church, which is
It was the TARDIS of churches.
Yes. It was also an incredibly hot day, wasn't it? But then there was this really strange ice thing outside, ice luge thing.
So it was a family day at the church, and after the service they had a snow day going on in Texas where they just got a huge pile of ice and snow and dumped it outside the church and then put little rubber rings down the luge.
It being a family day, it was lovely to see people from all generations at our concert. And one of the things we really like to do as a group is interact with our audiences, both in and outside of the performance. And so it was lovely to catch up with somebody who'd been actually following us for a few years now and heard about the concert and was very pleased that she could hear us live in her home city.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Park, and I have been following Just Waldo 6 on Facebook for many years now. I found them on Facebook, actually. Not sure how it even came up, but you know, it did, and I'm very glad. So I saw you're coming to Dallas, only 30 minutes from my house, so I bought tickets immediately and came and absolutely enjoyed it. It was wonderful. Oh my gosh, it was better than listening on the computer or in the car or anything. It was absolutely amazing, and I loved it. So everyone should come and check them out.
You didn't need to do a sales pitch, but I'm very grateful.
I will.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I loved the Talis surprise, too.
Oh, well, you know, it's nice to bring a little bit of
English. Well, we sing the third verse for our doxology, know, in every week.
Yeah.
So as you guys started singing, I grabbed the hymn book and I'm like, turn 380, 380, and I point to my mom. I'm like, see?
Did you join in?
I did. I wanted to. I did want to. Like, I know this, I can sing it. But I resisted the urge.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's lovely.
So, Joseph, you're pretty excited. You were pretty excited about this. What did we do after the concert?
Well, it was an afternoon concert, which left the evening blissfully free.
Praise be to
tick off the very important box that is barbecue. We hadn't done it in Texas up to this point. We went to Terry Black's barbecue.
We did.
Which,
in Deep Ellum.
Deep Ellum,
hip part of town.
Really hip. Yeah.
Well, everything was a bar.
We're a bit scared. Well, our lovely Uber driver gave us some hints and tips and actually managed to scare the three of us that were in the car a little bit.
It was literally just like, don't go outside. Don't talk to anyone. You're going to die.
which is going to go and pull on if you're
But it was absolutely awesome. We felt more welcome.
I was just saying, I remember a particular image of seeing Joseph in the front of the huge Texan van that we hired with his cap on.
Yes.
I can't remember what you were wearing at the time. Were you wearing
cowboy hats and boots and sunglasses as well?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Everybody seems to be wearing caps in Texas. Mm. So
everyone was wearing Dallas cowboy hats, weren't
they?
You looked the part very much.
I considered buying a cowboy hat, but maybe next time. I was actually a huge fan of what we ended up doing afterwards as well, which was going to an amazing bar. Or two, because we went to an arcade bar thing.
I didn't even drink. I was that excited about all the video games.
Yeah,
I beat Joe at Mario Kart.
Sam nailed some Tenacious D on Guitar Hero. Yep. Remember that?
Oh, it was very difficult though, wasn't it? You couldn't hear a damn thing.
The thumping bass of the other music going on. Probably,
and probably building on the punch bag comment, I had a go at the punch bag, but actually was usurped by Joe.
Yeah, have our new champion. Cruiserweight, Joseph Wicks. Oh, he got 801 out of potential 900.
Yeah.
That's big.
It's big. Big boy.
Josh had his rucksack, so couldn't go into the arcade. So I went with Josh to a bar called Will Call. And Will Call was absolutely fantastic. There was a DJ there. We ended up singing some of our program that we sang in the church in Dallas along to the DJ. We worked out that actually that DJs, obviously, they've got quite a hard job, you know, mixing these tracks together and that sort of thing. But the beats per minute was very, was just absolutely on point for something like Obigo Prudentissimo.
Sesquialtera proportionals.
It worked really well, actually.
The three time stuff.
Love it.
Well, so I think Texas for us was a big
two
hit.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Really can't wait to come back. And sadly we had to leave, but pastures new, pastures hot. We got a plane over to San Diego, and we're now recording this episode, or this part of the podcast, from our hotel room in La Jolla with a beautiful view of the beach.
The Pacific.
Think last
which
time
we went swimming in yesterday.
Yeah, and last time we will have all seen the Pacific was in Australia. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So we've been ocean. Either side, and we saw seals yesterday.
Yeah,
that was extreme.
Many seals.
Seals, yeah. Pelicans as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
We didn't just see seals.
Yeah, we swam with seals.
We literally, quite literally swam.
Joseph
with
was almost adopted into the colony.
He was making the same noise as them as well when he came
again,
out.
Again, I felt a certain
and in the gig.
Empathy with the lifestyle of lying on a rock.
Yeah. An affinity.
And doing nothing on it. Yeah.
Being bothered
and
by
going,
tourists.
There you go. Yeah. Quite. I don't wish to... I'm going to prefigure Statsman Sam here with...
Stats.
Rubbish. Can't do it.
That was a one-time thing.
Yeah. With a stat about La Jolla, which we were talking about breakfast this morning, it is the most expensive place to live in the United States of America.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, the average house price now is $2.1 million. And you can, I mean, they all look lovely, but also, I mean, you can't get a view like that in many places, can you?
So here we are in La Jolla. Sam, do you have some stats for us?
Does he just?
Well, thank you, Mike, for your stats. Anyway, to the stats.
Cave.
So there are, I'll go some boring ones first. There are approximately 1.5 million people living in this city.
Is that San Diego?
San Diego,
right?
As a whole.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been doing San Diego as a whole.
La Jolla.
As opposed to La Jolla. The Giant Dipper, which is a historical roller coaster.
Yeah.
Is the only roller coaster in the United States to be on the National Register of Historic Places.
Oh, cool. It's a listed roller coaster.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
Cool. Is there one in Blackpool in the UK?
I think Big Dipper's wooden, isn't it, still?
Yeah.
I have to say that I'm not sure I want to go on the world's
oldest roller coaster. No, I'm with you there. Here's another good one.
Yeah.
San Diego imports 168 million gallons of water a day.
That's
enough if you put that into water bottles to circle the earth more than 1.25 times.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, I was saying about the kind of sustainability of this area is quite low.
It's really depressing, isn't it? Because we're next to the largest body of water in the world and you can't put it on
your
glass
to
drink it.
On the other hand, all the restaurants and eateries we've been to here have not had plastic cutlery.
No.
Yeah, and there is a recycling bin in each of our hotel rooms.
Yeah.
And they have filtered watered machines all around.
Welcome to the West
Coast,
everybody. Things are different here.
Yeah. Things are smaller here.
Things are lovely here. I wouldn't mind living here if I had a spare $2 million.
How tall would George Bush be in San Diego?
Well, I'm not sure George Bush would have a very nice time in San Diego. I mean, we haven't had lunch yet, so should we go and get some avocados?
I'm quite hungry now, actually. Yeah. So, yeah. Here is a clip from the concert we're about to do in La Jolla, this lovely church, St. James by the Sea. That was a clip from our concert in La Jolla, and it was a lovely occasion. We really enjoyed performing for those people for the first time, and we hope to go back before too long.
Really nice venue, nice acoustic. I think everyone really enjoyed, I especially enjoyed the first half.
I thought it was just one of those concerts where things just really click together. Mm. I mean, we've been working on the Josquin's legacy stuff for some time, and you know, we've had some really good concerts. We're really happy with our CD, but sometimes it just the whole flow of it just clicks. For me, at least, it really worked.
Also really nice to sing to such a knowledgeable audience, because it was for an early music festival. They absolutely loved it. Loved the programme.
It was definitely their first concert back since the pandemic, and they've got a really quite impressive season lined up over coming up in 2022, but this is their only event this year. So that I think there were lots of people, although there were still some people that were understandably a bit worried about being around large crowds and that sort of thing. It was still a very good audience, and people were really pleased to see that live music was back. So that was.
Mm. And we had a chat with a few quite knowledgeable people in the audience after the concert as well. You had a chat with one of the priests who was giving us a...
Yeah, shout out to Father Hugh for setting me right on the difference between speciosa and speciosissimo, or something like that.
Glad it's gone in, guys.
We're going to be in touch about future Latin questions. So that's really nice to.
There are. To have a hotline. Friend.
Yes, exactly. Straight to the top. Yes, exactly.
A specialist.
Yeah, I mean, he's below the Pope, and then the Pope. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What's the closest name?
Father Hugh.
Father Hugh non Papa.
Ah. He's non Papa. Good point.
So a lovely time on the western coast there in La Jolla, and so we travelled then to San Francisco.
Yeah, and just managed to miss an armoured truck dropping loads of crates of cash on the way in San Diego. Read that in the news yesterday.
Was that the traffic coming in the opposite direction?
I loved it as well, because it literally caused a huge traffic jam as everyone tried to grab the cash. Yeah. It's like a game show. Love it. But off to San Francisco.
On arrival at San Francisco, we were greeted by two chaps. One was Simon, who very kindly organised a concert for us at St Dominic's, and the other was Rob Robbins, who is the director of Alliance Artist Management, who have got us out for our first tour to the US, and it's actually their first tour with European artists since the pandemic, and so it's really good to put a face to a name.
Lovely bloke as well.
He brought us some Oregon beers.
Yeah.
And the audience in general were very friendly, and we had lots of nice chats with them before, during and after the concert.
And there was also a lady there in the rehearsal who was just sitting praying in the church, I think. I'm pretty sure had no idea that there was going to be a rehearsal happening. And she was very moved to just be able to sit there and listen to us kind of work away on Afflicti pro peccatis nostris, wasn't she?
Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes you don't know what effect that you're even just turning up to rehearse in a venue for the first time, and then you meet somebody who wasn't expecting it, and they can become really sort of emotionally kind of affected by it. And we obviously don't think about that necessarily when we're turning up somewhere, who's going to interact with that music, especially when they're not coming for a concert, because people turn up expecting a certain event or type of music and that sort of thing. She was just sat there. Yeah, and I think she was...
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because churches, for us, act as our performance venues.
Yeah.
But for many other people, like, churches are hospitals for the soul, and you turn up and then you hear some very nice music, and it can catch you off guard.
And speaking of very nice music, here is a clip from our gig at St Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco.
So we weren't in San Francisco for very long, were we, Joseph?
Tragedy.
No, sadly not.
There's so much to do there and so much to see. We did manage to go over the Golden Gate Bridge there, didn't we? And
that's very nice.
For those of us who hadn't been there before, that was an experience.
Yeah,
I think we picked. It's just amazingly beautiful.
Yeah, we picked almost precisely the wrong time in a way, because it was before they turned the lights on the Golden Gate Bridge, but all of the sun had gone.
It was quite dark, wasn't it?
But it's an amazing natural feature, that bay, isn't it?
Yeah. You can see the Bay Bridge as well whilst you're going across, and that was all lit up, and that looked absolutely amazing.
The city looks stunning.
Oh, incredible.
And so we stayed at the Chateau Tivoli Bed and Breakfast, which is near Alamo Square and near the Painted Ladies.
Mm.
Lovely part of town, and it was a rather interesting hotel.
It was extraordinary. I think it kind of looked like a Parisian boudoir Moulin Rouge sort of place.
Strong candidate for being haunted as well.
Not that we stayed for very long, because we had a very early start the next day, didn't we, Mike?
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, we can show you a little bit of what it felt like to be up quite so early now.
Listen to how happy we sound.
Having to walk your dog at this time of the day.
So it's 6:10 and we're currently in San Francisco, having done our concert last night. Lovely event, and we were treated to some lovely hospitality afterwards, but it does feel rather early, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Mike?
It really does. The sun is nowhere near up.
No.
It's a bit misty. To be fair, as far as I can tell, no one else is anywhere near up, so hopefully we'll all assemble in the next 4 minutes.
Yeah, we're currently looking, we stayed in two groups of three, and we're currently looking at the flat which contains all of the non-morning people.
Yeah, it wasn't good planning on our part.
No, I don't know how that happened.
Well, we can always try and rouse them from their slumber.
I think they seek each other out.
Yeah, quite. It's
like
validation,
moles,
isn't it? Yes.
So hopefully we'll breeze to the airport and then we'll be on our way to New York.
Well, we made it to New York, and what a fantastic day we've had.
Wonderful, isn't it? What a city.
Yes. It felt like a bit of a kind of a lining of the stars to have such a clear, sunny day and a whole kind of morning and afternoon to ourselves, just being able to explore the city without needing to worry about kind of preparing ourselves for a concert that night.
We stayed in Times Square at the ROW Hotel, which was enormous. We worked out that the population of the hotel that night was a tenth of the size of Fairfield, Iowa.
Yes. Yeah, and they sat, yeah, it was a bit of a strange hotel, wasn't it? Very New York hotel.
I enjoyed the lifts.
I very didn't much. Enjoy the lifts all night when they were right next to my room.
Next to the lift. Going up a very big lift,
to the bar.
Very fast, to the bar at the very top of One World Trade Center.
Yeah, that was
that
good.
Evening. Yeah. I would say that lift was good because it had LED screens, even though that felt maybe feel a bit strange. And like the history of the place as they were kind of presenting that to you, and then also hiding the view until you get up there.
It was
quite cool.
Right, where are we, boys? We are at One World Trade Center at the very top.
Floor 101.
The lift was cool, wasn't it? Bloody hell.
Was good. Yeah.
Very lift
good.
Was amazing.
All of our photos.
The sun's just gone down as well, so all the lights are starting to come on as well, which makes the city look amazing.
Yeah, quite well worth it. It's been a lovely day in New York, hasn't it, everybody?
It's been a good day. Yeah. Walked all over the place, haven't we? Yeah.
And we did the High Line walk as well.
Absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely stunning.
Reclaimed old elevated railway. So there's loads of lovely foliage and trees which they put on there and artworks. Yeah, it was fabulous. Actually, really, really fabulous. Had a nice coffee.
What a lovely day.
What we really wanted to do when we got to New York was to see Ground Zero. And Joseph, I think you've been there before, haven't you? But you wanted to spend a bit more time.
Well, I went in 2005 when it was essentially
building site,
a building site and a hole in the ground, and it was quite moving to see the transformation. Mm. I mean, it's very impressive everything that's in every way. The memorial is extremely well done. And also the new transport hub, the Oculus, is amazing, absolutely amazing.
And they're building a new concert hall.
The Performing Arts Centre.
That's going to be open in 2023. When are we coming back to the United States?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm pretty sure we'll come back in 2023.
Opening
concert.
gosh, really get that cough in.
Yeah, I really should.
Another Guy James face we should get to go with the podcast.
Yeah.
when in New York, you need a pretty decent breakfast. And it was lovely to meet another one of Alliance's faces, Artemis, who's been helping us to put together our tour, our first tour to the US.
Where are we, Mike? Hi there. We're in Junior's restaurant / bakery on Times Square.
Hey.
I can't remember what street precisely. Maybe 43rd? 44th? Can't remember. Anyway, right in the heart of things.
Yes, lovely. And we have Artemis here from Alliance Artist Management. Hello, Artemis.
Hello, everyone. It's my first time meeting the group. I'm so happy, and we're having a great breakfast here.
Yeah, it's very, very tasty. And you've managed to fit us in before your clarinet recital this afternoon.
Yes. So after this one, I will be playing my clarinet recital soon.
So Artemis has helped us with our visas and general logistics throughout the tour, and even sorting things very late at night when hotels didn't recognise our booking and that kind of thing. Have you enjoyed? Is this your first tour back since the pandemic?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's our first tour from, you know, any group from the Europe area coming back to this U.S. for a tour. So we're very, very excited, and I'm glad that everything's seems to go very well, and looking forward to the next time.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for all of your help. Yeah, we've had a great time so far, and it's very nice to put a face to a name as well.
Yeah.
And so we finished our day by watching the sun disappear over New York, seeing the Statue of Liberty, the light come on the top of the torch, and seeing all the lights become illuminated in the center of town. And actually, we went to a bar to look at other bits of the Hudson and that sort of thing.
That's why we went to the bar. That's for sure.
Totally wise. And then we picked up our car and drove to Stroudsburg, which is where we are currently. We've got an afternoon concert here for Beacon Hill Concerts, and we've already seen the venue. We did that last night when we arrived. It's sort of nestled in a wood.
Yeah, it's the only venue I've ever been at which has a pool table attached to it.
Yes. When the Talis Scholars come here, apparently when they do Allegri Miserere, they get one of their singers to sing in the toilet.
Yeah.
Because it's a very...
Public bass.
Let's call it a resonant chamber.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Our final two concerts are both fading, and we'll be performing that programme again in Christchurch Christiana 100 tomorrow, which is in Wilmington, Delaware. Stats!
Lovely. That was a particularly John Cage, yeah, well, Stockhausen.
Is this going to be an angsty stat?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, here we go. As you can tell, I love my role in this part of the podcast. But I've got a quick stat for you about San Francisco. San Francisco has got more dogs than children in the city.
Okay.
San Francisco.
That's a good stat. Well,
apparently, but all what I can say is that San Francisco has about 10,000 more dogs than children.
Oh gosh, so it's quite close.
It's yeah.
Well done, Sam. Yeah. Great fact.
That's a good.
Have you got a fact about stat about New York?
I do as well.
Okay.
So New York's Federal Reserve Bank has the largest gold storage in the world.
Oh, that's good. Apart from Gringotts.
Apart from Gringotts.
And Fort Knox, bigger than Fort Knox. Goldfinger, got it all wrong.
Yeah, the vault is 80 feet below ground, below street level, and contains $90 billion worth of gold.
Okay.
Because everything's bigger in what's this?
New York.
Everything's bigger in New York.
Yeah, it's true.
Apples.
Things are pretty tall.
How big
is George Bush in New York, Sam? Tell me this.
How big is what?
George Bush. In New York.
It's a callback to something which may or may not be in the podcast.
No, it isn't the podcast.
As in, how popular is it?
If this isn't funny, we'll have to tell
you.
How big is George Bush in New York? Just give us a figure.
I want yards.
500 metres.
What?
I wasn't really listening. I was looking up.
What? This is where you're all wrong. It's a kilometre and a half.
So that was a clip from our concert in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. And we've got a chat now with Dan Crawford, who runs Beacon Hill Concerts, which is where we performed.
I'm Dan Crawford, and I'm the director of the Beacon Hill Concert Series, which is now in its 15th year. And the Gesualdo Six has been our guests here for a wonderful concert that they just finished. And the title was Fading. And it was a wonderful mix of ancient music, early music from the 16th and 17th centuries, and together with some very interesting modern composers, contemporary composers, living composers, who were writing reflectively about the compline service in the Christian tradition. So there were music about light and the fading of light and the illumination that comes when night passes. It was very, very meaningful service and a very meaningful concert. But this was the first time we really returned to our usual schedule. It was a full house, and we had to turn away about 25 people from that concert. And that's very painful for me to do. But because we have a small space, an intimate space, we think it's worth it to keep the kind of intimacy of our concerts, even though we can't accommodate the people in this area that would like to hear you.
Mm. It's a wonderful auditorium that you've got, and we're chatting here in your beautiful home. Could you just, for those that haven't visited this part of the world, just sort of paint a picture of where we are and what it's like to live here?
Yes, I've been living here a long time. I grew up spending my summers here in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, at camp, summer camp. So I've been coming back here for years and years. My wife and I inherited this lovely home and property from my mother and stepfather, and we are both professors. So we were teaching during the winter and then came back here in the summer. But for the last 4 years, we've been living here permanently since we both retired. We are in northeast Pennsylvania, which is mountainous. We're in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. A lot of woodland, forests. Stroudsburg used to be a well-known for its honeymoon resorts. People would come here from all over the East to spend their honeymoons. And we've lost that tradition, thank God. So we're trying to come back, but it is, culturally, it's very backward. And so it's been difficult to start this series in classical music, and especially early music, which is what we emphasize, and vocal early music. But we have managed to find a very appreciative audience for classical music, and we've had, one of our goals is educational. That, you know, this is new music to many of you, but if you listen to it, and try to hear what's going on, harmonies and so on, you will get to love it, and they have. Mm. So it's been very rewarding to continue this series now for 15 years. In an area of rural Pennsylvania where culture is not what we're known for.
We hope that during the course of this tour podcast, we've been able to show some of the wonderful characters that we've met along the way, of which Dan is just one of them. And so after the concert, we headed to a local jazz bar for something a little different. Hello, podcast listeners. We're here at the Deerhead Inn.
We're listening to some jazz in what is the oldest continuously running jazz bar in the States. And it's here, right in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, where we did a concert earlier.
And we're here now. Jazz. I can't tell how much actual talking you can get here because there's a lot of piano going on behind.
This chocolate mousse is great.
We were having a fantastic evening, and just to let you into a what it's like to be on tour. And with us, we have Heather from Alliance Artist Management.
Can I just say one thing, that this was legit a highlight of my entire season? No. Because this, no joke, this concert was off the charts.
Oh.
Off the charts.
Well, here's to many more.
So after Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, we headed to Wilmington, Delaware in the car to do our very last concert of the tour in Christchurch Christiana 100. And this was a particularly special concert for me because I was able to meet some of the hosts that had hosted me in a 2009 tour with the chamber choir of Cheltenham College. And we'd come over to do a whole load of a repertoire of Taliesin Bird and all of that English Renaissance polyphony that we were performing as well. I was able to catch up with some people that had been very kind to me over a decade ago, which was a real treat, and also my uncle from DC. So, a real kind of high note to go out on, I think, for the entire USA tour. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's been a tremendous success.
So we're here now in the lounge at Philadelphia, and we're going to just take you through our favourite moments. Who would like to go first? Joseph Wicks would like to go first.
Well, we have mentioned this on the podcast before, but I would like to put forward our time in the Pacific Ocean at La Jolla Cove for highlight of the tour, simply because it was quite brief for me because I got there slightly later than you guys, but it will be the moment that stays with me the longest, swimming in the sea, in the shallow sea, with seals. Totally unexpected as well. We didn't know that the beach was like that before we arrived. We didn't know it was a menagerie of seals and pelicans. The weather was absolutely astonishing as well. So I'd like to put that forward. I'm sure it's other people's choice as well.
Thank you, Joseph. That is a beautiful memory. So who'd like to go next? Michael Craddock.
Hello. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I would like to say my first time in Texas, in Austin, and actually mainly for its brilliant culinary experiences. We had chicken biscuit sandwiches, which were great. We had some of the best coffee, I think, on this tour. And our experience at Vic and Al's Cajun, which was very, very kindly paid for by the festival. It's great. It's sad that we were there before the concert rather than after, because their cocktails looked amazing. But was just great. It's a great city. If you feel like spending a little bit of time in Texas, I think it's a really nice place to go on holiday. So hit it up, everybody.
Thanks, Mike. Who'd like to go next?
Mine's a bit of a weird one. It was actually today when we were in Wilmington, Delaware. We were playing cricket outside with a pretty good stick compared to most sticks we play with. I went off for a little time and I found a nice chair that was hanging from a tree. And I just lay down in it. And I don't think I've ever felt, or at least in the last year and a half, so chilled out, just looking up, nature all around, the sound of cricket in my right ear. I was in my happy place. I absolutely loved it. Just the general nature in the United States is just absolutely beautiful.
Got a little moment. When we were in La Jolla, just after we'd been to the beach, as Joseph described, the mist suddenly descended upon us, like really quickly, because we went from having stonkingly bright, beautiful weather to this enormous cloud descending over us. And it was really dramatic. It was beautiful. And we went to play some football in a field, and that was really great fun as well. It was a lovely team bonding experience, I thought.
I would like to say that my favourite moment of the tour was one of the many times that we sung Grandmother Moon by Eleanor Daly, and there's a fantastic moment where Transcendent Beauty and Light in the alto section, with me and Owen guest starring, I would say, on alto 2.
Yeah, paid twice as much.
Undoubtedly. I actually had a really lovely little moment where we went up to the top notes. I would love to say that was my favourite moment at all, but of course my favourite moment at all was Owen bowling to me in Delaware and me absolutely cleaning him over a tree with a cover drive that went for six with a stick.
Okay. What happened the next ball?
As I said, Josh, this is my favourite moment of the tour.
Oh, it's your
name. And in that moment, I was in heaven. Owen was cowering from his position following his run-up, being like, where did it go? Where did it go? And the ball was still sailing gloriously towards the leaden skies of Delaware. Anyone who was there will remember it forever.
Still in my seat in the tree.
Josh was currently, at that moment, enjoying his moment of bliss, as was I.
My favourite moment of the tour, which was recorded at the airport, but sadly the file was lost, and also it was accompanied by the sound of cutlery being put away, so it sounded like the band of the Household Cavalry was punctuating what I had to say. It comes in many parts, and it's a combination, really, of the fact that we made it all there together, and we were now leaving, having completed our first tour, which wasn't without its challenges, but we all made it there. And as a team, I think we did ourselves proud. It was fantastic to connect with new people and to sing three wonderful programmes in venues across the country, meeting promoters and our representatives and really connecting the dots that were left hanging during the pandemic with lots of Zoom calls, and to see these real people and our audiences in person. So amidst the hilarity that we've tried to convey on the podcast, we've been singing the music we know and love well, and I think we did a really good job.
Well done, team.
Ravi.
Tutti.
Cheers, USA.
Cheers.
I mean, you know, it's not an adieu to the States, it's an auf Wiedersehen, because I think we might well be back here next year. See you then.